The death was announced yesterday of Kathleen Reynolds, a wife of former Taoiseach Albert Reynolds. Kathleen was formerly Kathleen Cohen from Colfada in Ballymote, a member of a well-known local family. She married Albert after meeting him while he worked with CIE in Ballymote, and she worked in McGettrick Drapers in Ballymote. They moved to Longford Town eventually, where Albert's political career flourished. Kathleen died at her home in Dublin yesterday morning at the age of 88 after an illness. And it's interesting because I grabbed this from my archives yesterday. Kathleen and Albert visited Ballymote in 2009 to meet with old friends and comrades and indeed family members. Albert had left politics at this stage, but he used the opportunity in his speech at the Coach House Hotel to remember the good times he had in Ballymote and to acknowledge the love of his life, Kathleen Cohen.
And indeed, when I came to Summerhill, I didn't know him then. When I came to CIE, I did know him. And indeed, it's where I met the best woman I ever met in my life. Yeah. And it's great to see her. Still around. I was never allowed to forget where I got all the good training, and that was in Sligo. And that's why she forced me back, because I said, they'd have forgotten about me down in Sligo. They might have forgotten about you, but they haven't forgotten about me, she says.
Martin McGettrick joins us now from McGettrick Drapers in Ballymote, where Kathleen Reynolds worked all those years ago. In the office, I think, Martin, was that right?
That's right, Niall. First of all, may I pass my sympathy to the Reynolds and the Cohen family on the death of Kathleen, a wonderful person. Yes, Kathleen worked in our drapery shop in Ballymote in the early 1950s. I'm not old enough to remember her actually working, but obviously the stories of Kathleen in the business are well known among the McGettrick family. She worked in the accounts department, and it was actually through Albert's work with CIE and the accounts department that they actually met. And
he used to be there on deliveries, I think, wasn't that it? In CIE deliveries?
No, he used to collect the fee.
All right, okay.
For deliveries of parcels from the station.
Okay, so that's how they met up. So
yes. Now, my father would have known that Albert had an eye for Kathleen, and he would know the day and the time that Albert would be calling to collect the fee, and he would make sure that he was in the office at that particular time so that they couldn't be alone in order to make a date.
So he was a bit of a matchmaker, so, Martin, wasn't he, in his own
well,
way?
Not a matchmaker, but
a facilitator, we'll put it that way.
Yeah, indeed.
Right, okay. And as we heard there, and Albert has spoken about this many times down the years, he has good memories. He had good memories of working in Ballymote and life in Ballymote.
Oh, he has. And as he said himself, that he kind of started off life in Ballymote, and he met the love of his life in Ballymote. And that carried on for all the years afterwards.
Yeah. And wrote about it, I think, in his book some years ago, and how he met Kathleen and his trips to McGettrick's as well.
Indeed, and he signed the book for any of my family members at that launch in Ballymote. And Kathleen had great joy for any local people that she met, or even people that she didn't know. And it kind of showed her through country upbringing.
Yeah, and I think we saw anybody who was there in 2009 saw that, just how many people she still knew after all these years. They kept in touch down the years, did they, Martin?
Oh yes, any time that they were in Ballymote, Albert and Kathleen would call to her house to renew all the stories, and had great joy with my parents, who had retired from business at that stage.
Well, it's just part of the interesting and colourful history of McGettrick's, because it is still one of the oldest shops, is it not, in County Sligo?
It is indeed. It was started in 1907, and I'm the third generation in the business.